Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Babel, or Babylon, we should say, become the fountainhead of all idolatry and the mother child worship. And we understand what Catholicism is all about Mary and Jesus and worshiping Mary and all. It did not begin with the Catholic Church. It began way back in Babylon. The mother-child worship spread worldwide under many names. This is interesting. The Queen of Heaven with a child in her arms became symbolic everywhere. Every culture picked up this. In Greece, she was Aphrodite and her son was Eros. To the Romans, she was Venus and her son was Cupid. In Egypt, it was Isis and her son was Osiris, something of that nature. To the Phoenicians and Canaanites, Ashtaroth and her son Baal. Remember about the Baal worship. All of these were miraculously conceived like a virgin birth. Isn't that interesting how they stole the idea, the false doctrine, okay? In Assyria, Ishtar, and again, the sun, Tammuz. Well, some of the ancient or Old Testament practices in these false religions were, before the Catholic Church, here were some of the religions, doctrines. Salvation by countless sacraments, sprinkling of holy water, doctrines of purgatorial purification after death. You ever heard of purgatory? This did not begin with the Catholics. They picked it up from false religions. And again, I'm not here picking on anybody, okay? Let me just say this, okay, and I'll move on. I got so much here. Do I believe that Catholics can go to heaven? Absolutely, if they believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Is it possible? Absolutely. I also believe there's a lot of Baptists that are going to hell because they've not believed the name. A church membership does not save you. You understand that. I believe there are going to be Pentecostals in heaven, Methodists, Lutherans, Baptists, Catholic, whoever, they're going to be in heaven because they believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, okay? Let me share this with you. You'll appreciate this. The people who did our floors in our new building out here, they did a wonderful job. And anyway, I talked to him about the Lord, and both of them were good saved men. One guy was a Presbyterian, an older gentleman. He owned the company. He's a Presbyterian. And we got talking, and he called me preacher. I love, because he met Doug and Temple and Tim and us and all the people. He said, man, I just love this church. What other church would have people in the Philippines, in Israel? I mean, people going all over, and all these guys he worked with for a couple weeks, now they're in all over the world, you know. I'm just amazed. And he said, I'm excited what this church is doing. Anyway, he said, he was a Presbyterian. He said, I told my preacher a couple of years ago that Presbyterians are going to be the first ones in heaven. And he said, my preacher looked at me and he said, why do you say that? He said, because I told him that the dead in Christ shall rise first. You'll get that on the way home, you know, on their worship, because Baptists are a little bit more excited toward their worship and all. But anyway, I just said that all kinds of people are going to be in heaven. Are you following from different religious backgrounds? I would never say only Baptists go to heaven. You're a fool to believe that, you know. There are a lot of good people out there. But there's nothing like going to heaven first class. I shouldn't have said that. This is being recorded. I'll probably get somebody. Anyway, let me move on. Okay. The purification after death. Offerings of round cakes to the Queen of Heaven. The dedication of virgins to God, which sanctified prostitution. We see that big time in the city of Corinth. Remember, we talked about that. The temple of Aphrodite there, one of the great wonders of the world, just that great temple there. They had 1,000 priestesses in that temple. And Aphrodite was the goddess of love. And by the age of, that way you can understand some of the background in 1 Corinthians. Can I share this with you? I probably won't finish this chapter. We'll finish it next week. This is important to get this. In Corinth at the time, overlooking the sea, Corinth is next to the sea, they would see this temple from miles away. It was a temple dedicated to the goddess Aphrodite, who's the goddess of love. And they were, we would call them, a good name would be temple prostitutes. And they and the men would go in there and worship. I'll leave it alone. Okay, that was part of their worship. And it was their culture in Corinth at that day. If you don't believe me, check this out. That when a young man turned 13, he was of age. And guess what the dad did for that 13-year-old boy who now turned into a man? He took that young man to the temple of Aphrodite to introduce him to one of the temple priestesses. And you can just imagine what went on. I won't go any farther. Okay? This was in the city of Corinth. Now understand this. Paul went in there and there was no gospel. He was the first one to preach the gospel, and people got saved out of that. That's why you, when you understand about in 1 Corinthians 7 about marriage and divorce and remarriage, these sage people are still married to these unbelievers. And maybe some of them are practicing. I don't know. It didn't say, but we do know that they're married to unbelievers. Paul, what do I do? Do I stay married? Do I stay married to this unbeliever, or do I divorce him in layman's terms? And Paul said, no, if that unbeliever be pleased to live with you, stay married, because perhaps that individual be one to the Lord. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, but you get the end. Don't divorce them. But, you know, stay married to them, because perhaps they can be one to the Lord by your example. And matter of fact, it talks about your children be sanctified. And not that they would be saved, but your household to be received the blessings of the Lord, because you're saved and you'll be blessed. And because you're blessed, your children will be blessed. Your spouse will be blessed. Are you following? So they're in this culture where you have this temple that everybody was raised around, and they all went there. And that was at the front of the temple. In the middle of the temple of Aphrodite, if the man could no longer be satisfied with that temple priestesses, there was men back there. And I won't go any farther. You know what's going on there. You think today's, we're crazy. They practiced this. Matter of fact, that's what destroyed Rome, was immorality and all. If that didn't satisfy the man, you got the women. Then you got the men. In the very back of the temple, you heard the how would you say, the sounding of sheep. How do you, the what? Yeah, but I'm thinking not the brain. The bleeping of the sheep. In the very back, and I won't tell you what's going on back there. This was the cult. Matter of fact, it was known worldwide. What took place in Corinth, it was known all over the world. And they were called, all over the world, it was called Corinthicizers. In other words, we call them, maybe call them sodomites or whatever today. Back then, they would call them Corinthicizers. In other words, they knew the kind of immorality that was there in the city of Corinth. That's why in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about, well, don't we know these things that these won't inherit, you know, the adulterers and effeminate, all these things won't inherit the kingdom of, as were some of you. Remember I said that a couple weeks ago? That a lot of people don't believe that homosexuals can be saved. They throw that term reprobate out there, and I know exactly what reprobate means, and it's a good word, the Bible uses it, but we don't know when they cross that threshold. All right, I just know that I know, this ain't good English, but I know two people who was in that lifestyle, and now they're saved and they're serving God. So nobody can convince me that there's no hope for them. Paul said, as were some of you. You used to go to those places. You used to go to the temple of Aphrodite. You used to know those things. They were raised in that, but now you're changed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.